Blog Talk Radio.
What?
Another type to get my heart broken.
What is going on? What is going on? This is Kimberly Sherrell. You are listening to Real Talk Radio, the episodes that are dedicated to none other than T.O. Terrell Owens, if you call him that. I like to call him the Wicked Witch of the West, Wicked Witch of the East, North, South, and everything else in between. Terrell Owens, this is the unofficial after show. I do hope somebody that knows you is listening and will let you know that this little Southern Belle has your number. Okay, so let's talk about, let's just recap what's been going on, first of all, for those of you who have not had the pain of watching the T.O. show. Terrell Owens has been dating various women, none of which are liked by his publicists, Mo and Keita. He's also has him a little house now out in L.A. Where he does the partying. And don't forget his number one compadre, Pablo. Okay, so that's what's been going on. You know, once again, off of a football team, now signed to the Buffalo Bills. To clean up his image, they gave him a reality TV show. What a great idea. I've yet to see that really work. But you know what? Somebody's image is being a little bit clean and someone else's image is a little bit tainted. I would like to call you out, Mo. Monique, whatever your name is, you call yourself Mo on the show, I have your number, boo. You need to call me. 646-595-4522. Please call me, Mo, because you might need your own reality show after you finish, you know, panting over a T.O. to clean up your own image. Honey, the world does not revolve around T.O.'s social life. I really need you to not let yours revolve around that. You know, but I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm getting ahead of myself and getting a little too excited. I really don't know what else to say, so we just going to hit this little song real quick, because you know what? You can blame it on me. I don't really care.
Sometimes you can work it out. Sometimes you can. Sometimes you're forced to watch everything fall apart inside of your hands. Sometimes leaving is easy. Sometimes it ain't. Sometimes it hurts to know the love in your head is slowly fading away. You can say.
You can blame it on me, Mo. I'm going to say it's your fault. Terrell Owens, T.O. is your fault. Okay, in this particular episode, he is getting ready for the ESPY Awards, and he's, you know, going to film a little segment for Comedy Central. You know, he's going back to that Ruben Studdard, you know, our velvet teddy bear, you know, the apology for the year. This is his apology, I guess, for 2009. 2010 football season, you know, the little clip. So he is out playing with Pablo, of course, because, you know, they are BFFs for life. That's his BFF Jill. He doesn't know what he would do without Pablo, and he has Mo there waiting on him, and she's freaking out because Terrell is not answering the phone. Like, seriously, chick, I need you to understand that you are not his manager. Your title on the show says publicist. I'm still wondering where his manager is when all of these things are going on. Can someone please tell me where T.O.'s manager is? I really, really, really would like to know, because this chick has took on the role of his mama, his daddy, his sister, brother, cousin, twice removed on his Aunt Bebe's side. Who are you? You are not Superwoman. You need to listen to Karen White, Alicia Keys, and everyone, and just understand, boo, that all you really need to do is promote him. You don't need to answer his phone. We really don't need you to screen his dates. Personally, I've never been that interested in it until I really started watching the show. The only person that I've ever actually seen and paid attention to a picture of is his ex. I'm wondering why you're so interested in his social life and telling him that he needs to leave these people alone. But one good thing for Mo is that T.O. does not seem to apparently really date black women. You know, he did an interview with Essence, and he said that he's dated many black women. He loves black women, yet still waiting to see one on the show. Still waiting. Waiting. Okay. So that's a good thing for Mo, because had Mo been in my face the way she was in that chick's face, Carrie with a K, don't you just love it, Carrie with a K, I would slap her, just point blank, period. You don't get in my face, you know. And Carrie, you know, did get a little assertive. She decided to, you know, check her a little bit. She was like, she said, oh, you have another job? And Carrie with a K says, yes, I bartend. And Mo says, oh, you bartend at a club? Carrie's like, yeah, that's typically where you bartend at. And I'm thinking to myself, Mo, you just got checked, because that was a stupid question. I mean, it wasn't, but it was. I mean, places that have bars, clubs, bars, that sort of thing, I mean, these are not difficult questions, nor are the answers, but you did get checked a little bit, Mo. I did enjoy that, because you set us back this week with your angry black woman, know-it-all attitude. It set us back. I was so unappreciative of the hostility that you showed towards her, and it was a little bit uncanny to me that she would even entertain you. Hello?
Yes.
Hello, who am I speaking with? This is Kimberly Sherelle. Who am I speaking with, please?
Yes, this is Jones.
This is Jones?
Yes.
How you doing, Jones?
I'm doing fine.
You're doing fine? What would you like to say about the T.O. show?
Just calling in to chat.
You're just calling in to chat? So what would you like to say there? You can chat.
Nothing important.
Nothing important?
Yes. I wanted to hear your voice.
Ah, okay. Where are you calling from, Jones? Because your number is quite interesting that I am looking at on my switchboard.
Oh, okay.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Morrow.
You're calling from Morrow?
Yes.
Ah, okay. So what would you like to say, Jones?
What is the topic about anyway?
You don't even know. Oh, my goodness, Jones, I'm so disappointed. The topic is the unofficial after show to the T.O. show. You're familiar with the football player Terrell Owens, calls himself T.O., has been kicked off of several teams, and he was just signed to the Buffalo Bills.
I think he has a show on VH1.
Yes, the show is on VH1.
Oh, the last time I saw it, he was crying when he was having an
issue. That's every episode. You have to break it down. He cries every episode. He has the long tear going down his cheek, looking all very nostalgic-like into the distance. Please.
Yes, this one was about his dad and how his dad was never really there for him.
So let me ask you this. Do you think that excuses his behavior?
No, it kind of showed me that he's actually a very sensitive person than I thought.
Yeah, he seems to be quite sensitive. It gives me a few questions myself. He's a little bit overly sensitive. in my book. Let me ask you this. What do you think about his publicists, Mo and Keita?
Oh, I'm not familiar with that. I've seen the show just once for 30 minutes.
I know, but his publicists were on there. The two black women that are always with him, you know they're not his dates. Those are the black women that's always with him, Mo and Keita. You know, they seem to be quite angry all the time with the women that he dates. That seems to be what upsets them the most. They never seem to really be upset by the ignorant interviews that he gives, nor the ignorant stuff he does on the field, you know, the spitting, the fighting. They never seem to be upset about any of that, but they get really upset every time he brings home somebody to use their comb.
Well, you know, all those shows are actually staged, so you have to take everything there with a grain of salt. You know.
That is very true. The shows are staged, but his behavior on the field is not staged, and that's what upsets me. I'm tired of bad behavior being rewarded.
Yes, I think you have a point. But, you know, it's just guys. That's how guys do things. And Tio's got a big mouth, so, you know.
That he does. That he
does.
Hmm.
Well, that's all I wanted to say. I'm really enjoying your show.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to hear that, Jones.
Now, did you say that number looks familiar? What kind of number do you have?
No, I said it doesn't look familiar. It looks very different, like your number is all ones.
Oh, okay. Well, you got any other caller on the line?
No, but I am getting ready to wrap it up, so you just stay tuned.
Oh, you're wrapping up? Well, I enjoyed your book.
You enjoy my book? That is great. Say that again for people who don't have the book. You enjoyed my book? What's the name of my book?
Silent Tears.
Silent Tears. Jones, I knew I liked you when I just saw all of those ones. I was like, this has to be somebody smart here. Jones,
oh, you believe so?
Referred to my book, Silent Tears. Check out my website, SherelleInc.com. That is Sherelle. That's part of my name in Ink, I-N-K.
Of course, I already know your name, Sherelle. Because I bought three of your books.
Yes, I'm so happy that
in
you did.
In your house.
I know who you are, John. I knew who it was when I saw all of the ones on the caller ID. I knew exactly who that was.
Well, I really love your book. In case everybody's listening, I want them to buy some.
You want them to buy some? Thank you.
No, I want everybody to buy a copy of the book.
Buy a copy of the book. Well, Jones, I do appreciate you calling. I hope you will check out future shows. Thank you so very much. You've been wonderful.
Yeah, thank you.
You're on the air. This is Kimberly Sherelle. We're wrapping up the last few episodes of the show. I would like to say this, that I am glad that Keita did make Mo go back and apologize for her behavior because it was less than ladylike, and I was thoroughly disappointed in the way that she was behaving. And I think that that should definitely be a lesson in future reasons because you never know how you are portrayed. You don't want to come across as the angry, bitter, judgmental person, then before you start to speak, always take, you know, a good 5 seconds and inhale, exhale, and just let it all out. And I am glad that Carrie stood her ground, although I saw the previews for next week's episode. I'm not sure if Carrie with a K is gone yet, but I did see a sister. I'm talking about a real sister who probably smells like cocoa butter and uses, you know, real black hair products on her hair. Motions and things like that. I am so excited. I can't wait to see if she can check T.O., the famous Terrell Owens. Always a pleasure to be on the air with you. I am Kimberly Sherelle, T.O., and this is the unofficial after show to the T.O. show. Please stay tuned for one next week.